This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's waste no time to get to our special mystery guest, our special celebrity guest in New York City. This is a name everybody knows, and that is from the New York Mets, Pete Alonso, who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. Pete, appreciate the time. Does it feel like when you get to spring training, after everything everybody went through last year, players went through last year, is there a bit of a sense of normalcy to this time around compared to, I know last year you cut off, right, I guess, early in spring training. Is there any sense of normalcy right now for you and the team?
Hey, guys, what's up? First of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for having me on. And, I mean, the excitement is real right now. I mean, I do feel like that we do have a sense of normalcy because we do have a full season, and we're kind of progressing along as a society, especially with the vaccine coming out and being more widely available. And we got fans back in the stands. So we're not completely normal yet, but we do have some sort of glimmers of normalcy, and that's really exciting and promising for the rest of the year as it kind of carries out. But regarding team chemistry and how we're looking, I mean, it's we're gelling pretty well right now, and I'm very, very excited to get going tomorrow in DC against the Nationals. I mean, it's going to be a marquee matchup with Jake and Scherzer on the mound. It's going to be fun to watch, and I can't think of a better matchup or better opportunity to start the year. So it's gonna be fun.
Hey Pete, listen, I know you love the Wilpons. My bad. I know you love the Wilpons, but new ownership, new energy. How does it feel now to be the team and the organization that guys are running to because they know that it's not the ATM anymore, that you're going straight to the vault, that no player is off limits, and now guys are running to you guys because they know that they can have an opportunity to play on a big stage, and you guys are finally performing like a big market team as far as going out there and trying to get, you know, the best talent available?
And I mean, to me, I think that the culture this spring has been – probably some of the best. I know I've only been in the big leagues for this is going to be my third year, but regarding culture and that mentality that you're talking about, I think that this is kind of the vibe and the feel that I got right now. It's some of the best. This is probably, I don't know, it just feels different, and as opposed to all the other teams I've played on, and it's exciting. It's invigorating, and I can't wait to get this season going, and not just for opening day, but I'm excited for the entire season, the whole season grind, and it's going to be exciting to go to battle with the personnel we got, because I think we got a hell of a club, and it's going to be fun.
Pete Alonso joins us here on Barton Hahn ESPN Radio as the Mets begin tomorrow, opening day tomorrow, all around baseball, and why not a matchup with the Nationals? You mentioned that, so I've got to ask you this, because Buster Olney said that he believes that Jacob deGrom, who has already won two Cy Youngs, and really, again, last year when you look at his numbers, they were fantastic as well. And with the offensive support that he's clearly going to get with this team that is a much better team offensively this time around with the addition of Lindor. But he believes that deGrom not only would be another Cy Young candidate, but he thinks he could be the MVP of the league. Have you ever – now, I know you'll be biased. I won't even ask if you agree. But what I want to ask, though, is – have you ever had a chance to face him? Even like, would it be batting practice, or yeah, have you never had a chance to hit off him? And what was the experience like?
So when we do our live ABs before we start camp, I mean, he looks electric every single time, and he's so incredibly sharp. And for him, he just stands above everybody else. Like he's in his own category. And I mean, MVP, he's got a great chance to win that. I mean, Cy Young, obviously, he's got two of them now in the books, but the one thing that I think he's going to end up doing, I think Jake DeGrom is a Hall of Famer. I think that's how much I think of him, and if I was going to be a person that were to vote for him, and I think that's probably going to be the thing. I mean, Jake is a bona fide Hall of Famer, and he's the best in baseball, and I think he's the best pitcher of this current generation.
It feels like the only thing he's missing, right, is basically that ring. He's gotten to a World Series, but you know, he gets a World Series championship. He's got the two Cy Youngs. The way he's pitched, I think you're obviously right. I think Cooperstown's waiting for him already. But just the cherry on top for a career like that, obviously, is a championship.
Oh, for sure. And hopefully it's not just one, you know. And for me, I think that we have the personnel to – I think we have the personnel and the mentality to go out and do it. And, I mean, the sky's the limit for this team. But the one thing that has been great is how great people have said we are. But the biggest thing we need to do is back that up. We need to prove those people right and say, like, that – because I appreciate all the praise that the team that we got, but – we need to go out there and prove it, and I'm excited for this journey. And all the praise that we've gotten early this year, it's great, and we're really grateful and thankful for it. But we're really looking forward and very anxious to get going and go toe to toe with other teams when the games count.
Now, Pete, I never realized that I did this, but according to my therapist, I'm a projector. And sometimes I project things that I see onto other people. At least that's what my marriage counselor tells me. Now, yesterday you said that you hope that Lindor gets $400 million. Now, were you maybe just projecting because you know that if you continue to play the way that you've been playing, that you can eventually top that one? Were you projecting?
No, I wasn't saying that selfishly at all. But the biggest thing is that how he's a superstar. Not only does he have incredible skills on the field, but I mean, I just think that from how I've seen him work, he's a leader and he's a prime example. And I mean, he's a young guy. I think he's 27, and what he's accomplished is insane for such a young player. And he's been in the league for a long time. Because he's super talented and he's performed, and I just think that he has so many intangibles. Not only is he has the physical resume, but his how he works and how he is, it's unbelievable. I think he deserves any contract that he signs. He deserves every penny of it. But for me, if I would pay $400 million for him, and he deserves that and then some. And I mean, he's unbelievable player, unbelievable teammate from what I've experienced so far. But I can't tell you guys enough positive things about Francisco Lindor. I mean, he's the man. He's the real deal.
Now, I was being a little bit tongue-in-cheek with that right there. But, you know, one thing I do recognize in being a former athlete myself is that when you bring in other great athletes, it raises the level of everybody around.
Yeah.
So, leaning against Lindor, you know, what do you anticipate? Because we're all competitive, right? As athletes, we want to be the best player on the team. And I know that, you know, you have been that player, been one of the best players on the team. So, how would the addition of Lindor help you to raise your level? And what have you learned from him as far as your approach at the base and things like that, and also your attention that you continue to improve in defense?
I mean, seeing how he works, I mean, and how he communicates and wants everybody to on the defensive side of the ball to operate as a unit, like, it's really impressive. And how, I mean, obviously, like, he's going to improve our defense just by being out there. He's a great shortstop. Like, I'm never going to take that away from him. He's a platinum glove. He's got a platinum glove, for God's sakes. But how he elevates everybody else and brings everybody else up, raises everybody else to get the most out of themselves, that's invaluable. And for a guy like him to be able to impact all of us in such a positive way and get the most out of our each individual talent, set of talent, I mean, that's invaluable. And I think that any team, like, we're so thankful to have him, but any team that if he were to be on, he would make that team so much better. And I feel I've seen that with us, and it's really awesome to have him. It's really special, and I mean, it's great. It's really, really great having him on our side, and I'm very, very pleased that we do. I'll tell you that much.
We can tell. We're talking with Pete Alonso of the New York Mets on Bart and Hahn ESPN Radio. Yeah, National League goes back to not having the DH. Now, obviously, you love to play in the field. You love to be part of that part of the game. But you can have those games where it's a day off, but I can still get my swings in. that's the beauty of the DH. Are you going to miss it at all? Do you kind of feel like I'd love to have the DH? What is your take on the DH and the fact that you won't have it now?
Absolutely. I will not miss the DH. Cause for me, I will always myself as a first baseman. And for me, I think that, I perform my best when I'm out there on the field. And I feel I'm more engaged and I'm locked in. And I feel that, for me, I'm a baseball player. I'm not just a hitter. And I'm a fan of the National League, not having the DH.
Well, that's because your pitchers hit dingers. You know what I mean. So you are good on that end. You know,
our pitchers do rake. Okay. That's for sure.
Now you know, like, you know, last year, you know, I came on here and the elephant on the show is that I said it. I'm gonna stick to it. I said that you were a better baseball player. That if
here
I had
go.
To pick, I would
here
take you over Aaron Judge, and they laughed at me. Tell them why I'm right and they wrong. I know you hate talking about yourself, Pete.
Well, for me, I really appreciate that. But for me, I take pride in being built to last. I may not win the battle that day, but for me, I'm going to win the war. And that's my mentality. I look to mentally wear down and physically wear down my opponents and grind them down. And over the course of the season, I'm there for the long haul. And that's the type of player I am, and I want to continue to be that. And for me, I take pride in staying healthy. I take pride in my performance and being mentally locked in every single day. And I appreciate you thinking very highly of me. And I feel like I'm built to last, and that's my thing. I take pride in that.
Now the elephant in the room.
Wait, Bart. Because you can't do that. You can't tell Pete something like that and then say, and they laughed at me. Pete, no one laughed at him. Like, this is Bart just
Well, you didn't agree with me, so that's laughing at me.
Well, I didn't say I didn't agree with you. I just happened to come from a Yankee fan perspective. But what I do appreciate is what he said. He basically said, my best ability is my availability. I'm here for the long haul. I'm in the lineup. Game after game, and
he's
that
like
part's
Carl Malone.
Important.
He the mailman. You can count on him every day and twice on Sunday.
And he can deliver.
Exactly. Pete, I bring my lunch pail to work, and I'm always ready to go.
Love it. And Bart certainly can appreciate that as an NFL player. But now your rookie season, breaking records with home runs. Last year, I believe, despite the bubble in the shortened season, that was like a 40 home run pace as well, right, for you? Do you feel any different than last year? Do you feel like, again, that is just something that's always going to be there for you? Do you even give yourself a number to say, like, this is my line of demarcation? This is my standard that I should be at every year. Do you put numbers in front of you and say, that's my goal for this season? This is what I should be hitting.
Well, for me, like, home runs are great. Like, for me, I'm a big, strong guy. Like, I got juice. And if I get the ball, it's going to go over the wall. But for me, my job is to create runs, is to produce runs. And I think a big goal, and I know it's a high bar, but for me, I'm my own harshest critic, and I set a pretty high bar for myself this year. I want to drive in 130 runs, and nice. I think that's doable if I stay within my approach, stay within my zone, and stay mentally locked in and give myself grace during times of struggle. I feel like I can attain my goal for myself.
Now, listen, baseball won't admit it, but when I saw Bruce Willis, a.k.a. Brett Gardner, hitting dingers past August, I knew something was up with that baseball. Have you noticed any difference in the new baseball that they have this year?
I can't tell a difference, to be honest with you. Like, because for me, it's like, if I hit the ball in the sweet spot in the air, it's going to go
it's
over
going.
The wall. So like,
it's I, going that, right.
But that's who I am as a player. And for me, like, and maybe it's a difference for other people that, for example, like, I'm not going to steal 30 bags in a year. Like, that's just not who I am. But for me, I know I'm going to be able to always hit the ball over the wall because I am a big, strong guy. Like, that's the type of player I am. I'm not going to have that issue. But I think for me, regardless, it's I'm always going to have the power as a part of my game.
Pete Alonso joins us on Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. You're a guy that loves to, like, I can tell, like, the passion for the game oozes out of you. When you talk about it, when you play it, you enjoy it, you love to have fun. Your teammates certainly love you. That kind of personality is something that permeates a clubhouse. All those things really is the vibe I get, even just talking to you, but also watching you play. And you're seeing that in this sport. You're starting to see now, again, the Tatises of the world. You're seeing that it's okay to project. It's okay to show that emotion, to show that joy, to celebrate the game a lot more. Is that part of something with you? Although you are humble, and I can hear it in your words, you are a humble guy, but it is something else to show how much the enthusiasm for your sport and the joy for your sport that we see in other sports that, as they say, is sometimes the unwritten rules of baseball. Are you one of those guys, though, that believes in that, that we need to start showing that joy and projecting more to appeal not just to fans, but maybe even to each other, to show how much we love this game?
No, absolutely. I think that, I mean, there's obviously a line, right? There's one thing where it's like, for me, like, you can all, like, people can always have fun, like, but at the end of the day, like, the disrespect line, like, that can't be crossed. But for me, I think
what's that line, Pete? What's that line? If you say there's a line of disrespect, where would you say it goes too far?
Like, let's say if you're losing 10-0 and you pimp a home, like a solo home run in the eighth inning, then it's like congrats. Like, there's no reason for that. Like,
gotcha.
Like, if you pimp a homer to walk off the game, like a big 3-run homer to walk off the game, and that there's certain moments that dictate it, right? I think that, like, if you're up a bunch or down a bunch, then, like, just – like,
head
you just
down and run the base.
Just play the game, right?
Right.
I think that, like, if you're in a big moment, like game tying homer, or let's say if you're down 5 runs and you hit a grand slam to get your team back in the game late in the game, that's one thing. Absolutely, let it bat flip or strike out. Like, if someone gets a big strikeout, like, give a fist pump, like you can yell, like, do whatever you got to do. But I think the biggest thing for me is you got to know where the line is, and that's where the game will dictate that for you. It's just having a little bit of feel with it. But for me, I'm all for having fun and really just showing out and showing your enthusiasm for the game. And I think for me, that's I love it when guys show their passion and love for it, you know?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely important to do. And it's perfect. Yeah, there always has to be that line, and sometimes you see it cross. But you mentioned something earlier that I just wanted to go back to when it comes to the ownership change. You have, obviously, Steve Cohen now, the owner of the Mets. He's on Twitter. You know, you could tell his passion and enthusiasm for the team as well. He interacts with fans. And you mentioned how there's just such a different vibe that you're feeling. And, yes, you are fairly new at the highest level, at the major league level, but you aren't new to the organization. You certainly know the background, and you know the history here. So with that vibe, like, do you guys get that sense? I mean, I've always felt like you see a guy like Lindor come in the room. You have a guy like that now in the clubhouse. You see the opportunity to get others as well. And then there's this thought also that the Mets, normally in New York City, would be the second team to the Yankees, the so-called big spending team, the big star team, the big headline team. When you have an owner like that, I know it might be superficial, but is there an added confidence to a team when you've got a guy like that and his bankroll and his personality that make you feel like we're just as good as the Yankees? We can do just as much as they can. You know, we belong at the highest level. We can win a championship. You have that like, you really believe it, instead of maybe it's just something that athletes tell themselves before a season starts.
Well, I think we got so many different weapons this year. It's ridiculous. Like, and also when we get some certain guys back that are healthy, like we got, like when Cookie Carrasco gets healthy, when Seth Lugo gets healthy, when Syndergaard, when Noah gets back healthy, like it's going to be scary. And then also, I mean, don't forget we got a hell of a catcher named James McCann too. Like his IQ and how he can handle like a staff, it's really great. I mean, his baseball IQ is got to be, it's for sure way up there. It's impressive. Like, I feel like we have so many new components and that are just excellent and complement each other. Like, I feel like our lineup is super dynamic and can win in a lot of ways. And We can get outs in big situations, and we're going to be able to run the bases really well too. So I think that no matter what situation with personnel, and I mean, having that mentality and that focus, like from the office to ownership to the club or into the players and staff, I mean, it's infectious from top to bottom, and it's going to be really, really fun.
I got to tell you something, Matt. Every time you do an interview, you have great candor, and as a Yankees fan, it makes it hard for me to think about a rivalry because you're an easy guy to root for.
He's ours. He's ours. Leave him alone.
Yeah. No. I'm just admitting, and I'm letting Pete know, like, the more you have interviews like this where you're open and you talk and you're comfortable, it just makes you more likable. And that's uncomfortable for somebody like me because my parents are Mets fans.
You can't have
my sister's a Mets fan.
You can't
I'm the black sheep in the family, and I'm like, I kind of like this guy, though. I want to see him do well. So I appreciate this. Pete, today,
Pete,
I really do.
Hey, Pete, I'm writing my notes down from the interview, Pete. I'm taking my notes. It's, we can't celebrate like Pedro Serrano or Tanaka in Major League 2. and you're always available like the mailman. But you know, my last question is, how did you guys get on Stroman? Because Stroman opted out, right? Almost a banana in the tailpipe. But, man, when he saw that Cohen got the ownership, man, he hit a U-turn so damn fast. Did y'all get on him like, oh, yeah, come on back, baby. Come on back. The ATM is no longer. We got the vault, baby. My owner got money, $10 billion more than anybody else. Come give me some Grey Poupon. Did y'all get on Stroman?
Well, Stro's in New York. He's a Long Island kid, you know? Like, he loves New York. And for me, whatever he wanted to do professionally, like, me and him, like, are pretty good buddies. And I didn't talk to him, whatever, because for me, like, regarding, like, a teammate or a friend in the game of baseball, I want whatever is best for them in their future. And, I mean, I think, as an athlete, your time to make those business decisions for you and your family impact you for the rest of your life. And whatever was best for him is what I wanted, because at the end of the day, like, I respect him as a man, I respect him as a teammate, and at the end of the day, like, I want whatever's best for him. But because of the staff and the people we got, I mean, getting Stro back, it's nice. He's very charismatic. He's a leader, and I mean, he's prepared. And I feel like he's in such a great mental state going into this year. Like, he's fresh physically and fresh mentally. And I'm very, very excited for not just for us, but for him as well. Because I can't wait to see him pitch this year. It's going to be fun.
There's always a but when it comes to that part, and I appreciate you pointing that part out. So, all right, Pete, before we let you go, and we appreciate this. This is fantastic talking to you right now. I know we're pumped up for opening day tomorrow. You're here with us through MLB TV. What are you guys working on right now?
Yeah, so T-Mobile and Metro customers are going to be able to go in and claim the offer in. So it's a free subscription to MLB TV. So on T-Mobile Tuesdays, so you guys are going to be able to go on the app and through April 6th and get a free subscription to MLB TV. Because we get fans, we have fans this year, but in New York it's 20% capacity. We want to be able to reach as many fans as possible in the game. And I think spreading the game and spreading interest and making the game more available, I think that's a huge thing. Because I think the more we can inspire other people to watch the game, the more that baseball can impact others in a positive way. So I think spreading the game is and having T-Mobile give the subscriptions away and be able to have fans watch whoever their favorite team is, whether it be the Mets or the Yankees. Like, it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter. And as long as we're spreading the game, I think it's going to be good for when we can have more and more people, and people are going to be excited to come back to games. So I'm excited for to spread the game and have this opportunity. So it's going to be great.
Even his pitches are perfect. Even his pitches are perfect,
yes,
man.
Well done. Pete, we really appreciate you coming on. We are all looking forward to an exciting MLB season, which begins tomorrow, and we'll see both teams in New York looking like they could have big seasons. We hope the best for you. And when you get to 130 on your RBIs, come back on the show. And then you can drop the mic for us. Let us know. Flex a little bit for us.
Keep proving me right, Pete.
All right, LFGM. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. All right, that's Pete Alonso giving us the Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. This went long, but it was definitely worth it. Coming up, audio files. But first, Bart has this from DraftKings.
Grab your peanuts and popcorn. Baseball is back. Last year was sure a little bit different, but it didn't lack excitement, and this year is poised to be even better. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you on the field with a free shot at a share of millions of dollars in total prizes. It's easy to play. Just pick 10 players, stand underneath the salary cap, and pile up the points for hits, runs, strikeouts, and more. There's no better way to put your baseball knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars throughout the week. With millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week, there is no better place to have skin in the game with DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use promo code BART to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week with your first deposit. That's promo code BART to get a shot at your share of millions of dollars in prizes for your first deposit only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Back after this.
The madness. Get it down to Timmy on the block. Timmy backs it again. Turns baseline this time. Puts it up off the glass and spins it in. That's 12 for Drew Timmy in the first half.
The Westwood One NCAA Radio Network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. Bart and I are trying to figure that part of it out, of the Pete Alonso interview. And again, all across the country, if you're listening to it, I know it's a New York Met, but it's an athlete that is so likable. Even a Yankee fan can like him, like myself. But really, Bart, again, humble, a great perspective.
And he'll give you an answer.
He'll give you an answer. It's not like some kind of standard answer. Admits that there is definitely a different feel with a new owner that comes in, and he's willing to spend money, and there's a different vibe to the team and all that stuff. And even when you brought up the Aaron Judge comparison, did you find it interesting that he was giving us the whole, yeah, my best ability is my availability, right? I'm there for the long haul. I like to, you know, I grind it out through a season. BS translator, real quick. What did you catch from that?
He's saying, real hey, quick. Alan, Mr. Yankee fan, little Yankee boy, you want to sit up here and talk about Aaron Judge? Guess what? I'm always in the lineup, baby. How was he last September, last August, last July, last June? Oh, that's right. He wasn't available. And what was he the year before that? He wasn't available. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the mailman Karl Malone. I'm the white mailman. You know what I'm saying? You can always count on me. I'm always available. I'm always there. Rain, sleet, or snow, the polar bear going to be available, baby. So says the guru. Drop it down.
I found that to be very interesting, that clip. We'll see where if that makes the rounds. All right, let's now let the headliners make the headlines as we get back into March Madness, and we'll do it in audio files. So, Bart, I don't know if you saw this. Michigan lost last night.
Really?
UCLA with the upset, 51-49 in the Final Eight. So UCLA, the 11 seed, advances to the Final Four. It was a nice run for Michigan. But and they had the lead with 4.5 minutes to go, up one.
Execution down a damn stretch.
0 for 8 in the last. They had scored only 2 points from the line. 0 for 3 from downtown in the final 4:29 of the game, including a couple of missed threes at the very end. An air ball, of course, by Franz Wagner. And again, Juwan Howard goes back to his alma mater, and it's turning it around. No doubt about it. But Juwan Howard talked about a painful final few minutes and final few possessions of a game that wasn't to be.
We got the look, got the shot that we wanted. Unfortunately, you know, there's not much you can do with 0.5, but that shot, it was a nice little heave. Unfortunately, it just didn't go in. The play before that, we got an open look. It just fell short. But overall, I love the fact how our guys executed down the stretch. Yeah, you know, both teams missed some shots that we normally make.
So he's talking about that 0.5 seconds to go out of the timeout. Yeah, they did one more possession. Yeah, Wagner got it. He just, you know, you just got to chuck and duck at that point, but still very frustrating. On the other side of things, the train keeps rolling for the Zags. Gonzaga wins 85-66 over USC. So it's the 14th team all-time to advance to the Final Four with an unbeaten record. They are now 30-0. They're looking to make it a perfect run. The first time anyone would be undefeated, winning the national championship since Indiana did it in 1976. Now, everybody's looking at that, but Mark Few is just looking at the next game.
Everybody wants to just keep moving this thing forward, but that's just not how we roll, okay? This is a heck of an accomplishment. We're going to take it and savor it for what it is. It doesn't lessen our desire to win the next game or to win two more games, but we're smart enough and we're wise enough to know that, you know, these are really, really special times, and these are special accomplishments, and they need to be celebrated, and you know, that's how we're approaching it right now, enjoying the heck out of it.
Bart, they have to do it that way. It's got to be the one game at a time thing, because the closer you get to that goal, the more hype, the more intensity, the more, these are college kids, the more it's going to be up here as you're playing these games. So he's got to keep them in the moment right now, doesn't he?
He has to keep them locked in because, listen, everybody's waiting, myself included, for them to fall on their face to say, ha, 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 you thought you were going to catch it. Everybody likes to see the old records stand up. The Zags, I don't know why I'm hating. I'm hating because I hate. That's what I do.
You're
I don't hate
mad.
About everything. I don't hate on Pete Alonso. I just hate on stuff that I don't want. Listen, Michigan didn't win it, so I don't want nobody to be happy.
That's right. Now nobody should win it. I totally get it. All right, that's Audio Files. We keep it short today because really a lot of the audio was Pete Alonso, who we just talked to earlier. If you missed it, you can catch it on the podcast, Bart and Han, anywhere you get your podcast. It's a must listen. He was a great personality. And now it's time for you, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because Bart, you know what we're going to do? We're going to close with a little caller buffet.
Ooh, Salisbury
right? You like
steak,
that? Let the
chicken
callers
wings,
be part of the conversation. You got
mac and
you got
cheese.
A hot take? Make the hot take. You got a question? Ask us a question. That's what we'll do coming up. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up next, Bart, you don't have any more reads, right? You're done?
I hope I'm done because I closed my tab. Closed my tabs, huh?
Emily, I'm taking all the papers. You make sure he doesn't owe you another email. You sure you don't have any other scripts to read?
Not on duty.
All right, then let's get to the callers coming up next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott.
Ice baby.
That is the sample from it, but a different, completely different song.
Stop. Drop everything.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Han Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. The fact that you even know the first line of that song is disturbing.
That was hot fire, man. Come on, man.
Was it?
Alan, I know you had cuts in your eyebrows, man. Stop it.
No, never did. Seriously. True story.
You had to carry
I might have had the high. I might have had the high top, though. I might have.
Were you gelling?
That little bit of Color Me Bad. With I might have had a little of that going on. But I can't confirm nor deny, and I'm not sure there are pictures, but I know they're not on the internet, and that's all that matters to me. You ready to get the callers going here, Bart Scott?
Let's highlight our peoples.
Let's do it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We finished the show with a little bit of a caller buffet. Let's go first to Kyle, who's in New York. Kyle.
How you doing? I had a question. With Fields Pro Day, do you think the 49ers can afford to pass on them? And also, I heard a report that they're having a special pro day for Shanahan and Lynch. Do you guys know if that's true or not?
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that. Sometimes you have private workouts in the process. Yeah. You know, with COVID, I don't know what the protocol is, but, you know, usually teams usually do that. They bring players in and have their own private workout. So maybe they're doing that. Like I said, they're throwing up a lot of smoke screens that, you know, they want maybe Mac Jones. I think that you don't move up to three to get Mac mm-hmm. Jones when you could have got mm-hmm. him at fifth, when we were hearing that he could fall to 15.
Right. That was like all along it was that, oh, he's going to go 15 to the Patriots. Now all of a sudden he's going to go three. It's hard to believe that. Eric's in Miami. Come on, Eric.
Yo. Hello.
What's
hey,
up?
Man. Where you at? I'm hello? In Miami too, man. Where you at? You at Wet Willie's?
No, dude. I'm in the city, Liberty City, all day, every day.
Nice.
Hey, first of all, I couldn't stand you as a player, but that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. So let me get this out the way. it's all good.
I don't mind being Bill Laimbeer. If you love me, then that means I wasn't doing something right.
Right.
You was a hell of a player. It's all good, bro. It's all good. Kyle Trask. I mean, everybody keeps talking about this guy, Zach, and my thing is this. I watched Kyle Trask over the last 2.5 years, especially the game against LSU when he went toe-to-toe with Joe Burrow. So why isn't Kyle Trask getting all this same type of hype? He has just as strong as he's 6'2", 6'3", 230, and better competition. And if we're going to say, okay, well, Kyle Pitts has all these numbers, well, hell, Kyle Trask was the one who gave, you know, was throwing the ball. So my thing is, what is the situation with Kyle Trask? I'll hang up and listen. Main thing.
I think when you think about Bill Belichick and you think about the fact that Matt Jones may get overdrafted, I think you look at a guy like Kyle Trask who might be perfect for that system and sitting behind Cam Newton for 1 year. He's a guy that can deliver a ball from the pocket. He's more athletic than people give him credit for. So I believe that, that could be a great secondary pick. He can be that mid, and that would put potentially six quarterbacks in the first round, which is crazy because you got two teams that have two picks. So it's like, you know, a team's going to be able to get a lot of position players. And that's a question that we have for the people that we didn't really get to, maybe we can get to tomorrow. Who's the best non-quarterback in this league, and who's the best, I mean, in this draft, and who's the best player in this draft, period?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Let's get one more call in here real quick. Jeremiah in Indy. Jeremiah.
How's it going?
What's good. Happening, man? We got like 30 seconds. Go.
You're good. You're good. I'm a trucker from Indianapolis. I just wanted to tell you that I think that the Jets and the 49ers are tied at the hip because they used to work together. And I think Justin Fields is going number two. And I think that's why they jumped after Zach Wilson the second they seen him playing on the field.
I love those conspiracy theories. I appreciate that, Jeremiah. And you drive safe. And I love that. Hey, Bart. You got to feel that there's a relationship there, right? I mean, Salah didn't just break all ties.
But where's the love, though? I don't see any good pieces coming over here from there. I thought we were going to get Kyle Uchek. No, they signed him. We need to get some love, man. Send some of them young, talented players over. We'll get a draft pick back.
But again, the conversations that happened, though, I'm just curious to see where this certainly goes. The conversation won't end. And, Bart, I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the day.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.